this thing I'm talking about. Are we trying to avoid a situation where the bill goes back and forth? And in the process, we waste a lot of time and money that we have with our partner, social and otherwise. We will deal also with the issue of the concern of what happens to the conditions of service of employees of the two institutions as they stand today. Allow me, Chairperson, to give this opportunity then to our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Malusi Gegana, to deal with the salient features of our presentation. Mr. Gegana, over to you.
Through you, Chair. Just one quick one. I forgot to comment on the last presentation we've just had. Whilst we are young people and appreciating the fact that we err at times, but we must also not for one moment forget that this institution called Parliament must be respected by all, irrespective. We don't care who you are. We don't care where you come from. Once you come here, you must leave outside all of your things that are going to be unbecoming coming to this institution. One, when we are here in meetings like we are doing now, this is Parliament in full session, but in a committee section. So I thought, let me just make that point so that we are clear, all of us, that we are not coming here to play. We are here doing a serious job. So I thought, let me make those points very clear to all of us so that in future we respect this institution. This is an institution that is the highest in terms of lawmaking in this country. So if we don't respect it, especially as black people, nobody is going to respect us, let alone Parliament itself. I thought, let me just make those few comments. And again, our apologies that we normally apologize when we start late, but we are breaking the norm. We are starting early, and our apologies for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We raised about seven issues. In line with what board member Disago has already highlighted, I think that the first issue raised is that in the bill itself, there's a confluence in terms of functions, with in terms of, on one hand, policy mandate, and on the other one, implementation mandate, and we hope that, you know, it's something that will be addressed, because usually you know, you can't play and referee yourself. So we hope that will be addressed. The second issue I'd like to raise, Chairperson, is around funding and target setting and just government expenditure on youth development. Because you see, what we don't want is more of the same. That, you know, that if you just have a youth development agency that is resourced as other institutions were in the past, then we're going to be here again 5 years later. And I don't know what we'll call it then. Maybe we'll call it National Youth Development Fund or something like that. You know, because, you know, you have a situation where we spend a lot of money on education. We have huge attrition rates out of the education system. And if you analyze government expenditure on youth development, it's less than 2%. So much so that there is more money that is going into the development of young people in prison than there is that which goes to young people who are out of school, unemployed, and so forth. There's more money that goes to youth in prison than it goes into sports development in our country. So if those issues are not addressed, and it's just more of the same, I think we're going to be sitting here having a serious problem. We just did some research to look at government expenditure in the 2006-07 appropriation bill, which information we're quite happy to share with Parliament. Because, see, there is a huge expectation. 12 million unemployed young people, or 7 million if you use the narrow definition, and you have practically about R1 billion or so per annum that goes towards making sure those young people have got sustainable livelihoods. A lot of money is spent more on awareness programs. They don't confer practical, technical skills or whatever other assets that ensure that young people can have, they can acquire sustainable livelihoods. So you find that we spend a lot of money on awareness program this and campaign this and that, but actual amount of money that is spent by government on making sure people have got certain assets is quite benign. So we must do that, because otherwise there will continue to be a huge expectation on this thing called youth development agents, as there was on its predecessors. And as you can see now, the results will be the same. So we propose that and recommend that there must be agreed key performance areas, key performance indicators and targets to which government commits itself through the National Youth Policy. And it shouldn't be subtle, nor should it be somewhere in between the lines. It must be very clear that if you say you want to have a national youth service program, we already have costs, a bucket cost of what it costs to have a national youth service program, as we do have costs of what it takes to do a lot of things. So if you're going to say that you need 100,000 people, and that is the target you set, and the cost per participant of getting people in that program is 20,000, that means you must have at least R200 million targeted to that program. So, you know, those kind of things, I think that kind of detail will have to be developed. And hence, we support the Youth Development Agency bill process, because we hope it will bring that level of certainty to planning and to development, which has lagged for many years thus far. Government expenditure on youth employment and youth development is very haphazard, and there tends to then be attention on these oases that are called youth structures. The third issue we'd like to raise is that one of the research that we did was that there is a lot of money that is spent by private sector, and therefore it should be harnessed and making sure that part of the pattern, probably after the bill or act has been put in place, that, you know, that resource is harnessed. And even now that there is proper consultation with the private sector, so they can also play a role going forward. And we also propose that, number four, that the role of the private sector, labor and civil society must be assured through them being able to nominate board representatives. So in terms of the composition of the board, we would submit that to ensure their continued participation and support, that happens, that there is adequate representation of the various sectors that are affected. Number five, the point I'd like to raise is on Section 6.1b and Section 3b in the bill itself, we propose that those two should be integrated. Because they just really explain the issues that are raised under Section 6, Clause 1B and 3B. Those things, I think the chairperson of the Provincial Youth Commission, Northern Cape, had raised that particular point. Sixth point is that the bill and the transitional mechanism should comply with the Labor Relations Act, Companies Act, Tax, Public Finance Management Act, and all other important applicable laws. And I'm sure that will be done by parliamentary legal advisors or state law advisors, but that there should be some compliance with those. The last point we'd like to raise is that the process should take into consideration the impact that they will have on the fund and the commission, and we hope that consultations will be sustained beyond the hearings in this regard. I think, for example, some of the, you know, the point that was raised by the chairperson of the Provincial Youth Commission of West, you know, for example, the agreements that are in place and so forth, but which issues we don't think are insurmountable. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are the two presentations from the Nsobong Youth Bank. Mr. Tiseko, who is the board member, and also Mr. Kekana, who is the chief executive officer, the counting officer. We shall allow other presentations to continue whilst we take notes, of course. And then after which we shall be able to engage with the questions. Once again, that only seeks clarity. We do have somebody from Free State Youth. Did we have a comment? Oh yeah, Free State is tomorrow, I'm told, sorry. Okay, sorry. I meant to say Northwest. Have we had anybody as yet? Northwest Youth Commission. Are they still coming? Okay. We'll have a presentation from the Muslim Judicial Council. And then the Eastern Cape Youth Commission shall immediately take over from there. Anybody from the Muslim Youth? Did I say Muslim youth? Huh? Oh, not youth. We'll take one of the chairs here. I guess we shall forever continue to be young at heart.
Okay, thanks for this opportunity. First of all, my name is Shuaib Appleby. I am the coordinator of the Muslim Judicial Council of South Africa's Department of Youth Affairs. The MJC is basically the religious authority of the Muslims in South Africa and represents the voice of the Muslim community as such. It's based in Athlone in Cape Town. And it is involved in various interfaith projects and kind of initiatives of the of in government structures as well as civil society. First of all, we as the Muslim Judicial Council and the Department of Youth Affairs, as I'm representing, support the National Youth Development Agency Bill as. Things I was interested in serving the interest of the South African youth. It is in light of our great concern of the youth of South Africa that we would like to propose certain additions or changes to the bill. And the additions were proposed on making clear the need to develop the spiritual character of the youth, cultivating a strong moral conscience.
Just one second. Yeah. Do we have any presentation or submission?
I did kind of email it to... But I don't think she has made copies of
13.
On the email.
Oh, yeah. It's on 13, the one page of the. Thank you.
Okay. The and the spirit of volunteerism and activism for change. What we have noticed from the reading of the bill in itself, There was a raise of concern when the economic well-being are not sufficient to change the plight of the youth and stabilizing the future of South Africa as a developed country. We believe that a good, disciplined and conscientious citizen with strong spirit of Ubuntu will be able to fulfill that and ensure that South Africa do develop to becoming one of the leaders of the world also. It is in this aspect of youth development that we saw was clear or unclearly defined in the bill. This is a great concern as the lack of morality, character, selflessness, materialism, glorifying violence and Machiavellian ambition are the very reason researchers and analysts have identified as the most important factors that lead to the destructive lifestyle of the youth. Basically, I have mentioned some points, but I'll just briefly kind of mention the kind of changes or kind of amendments. First of all, amongst those that we have looked upon is that when we look at the principles or we do not find that there is enough programs that is looking at intervention programs and also preventative programs that is targeting especially the issues which are facing youth. For example, the issues of HIV, the issues concerning gangsterism, concerning drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And this kind of is very important that we need to kind of mention it in the bill in itself and also to get clear directives also. We do not have much concern. I just need to take this out here. That we basically did look at, for example, that what was mentioned in the objects of agency on H, that amongst the private sector and non-governmental organizations, that faith-based organizations also needs to be identified. Also, in addition that we have added to the objects of agency, we have looked upon as effective prevention programs to deal with drug abuse, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, the modern degeneration, the spread of sexual diseases such as HIV/AIDS, and we looking at if there is supposed to be some kind of legislation to, in coordination with other organs of the state, to ensure the programs are implemented without interference of internal or external parties, politicking, and also that there needs to be a look upon the spirit of Ubuntu needs to be kind of manifested within it. And the reason why we've mentioned that also is that, as mentioned previously, that we need to look at how effective the ideas can be implemented, and they can only be seen to materialize if there's no kind of unnecessary interference in reaching the fulfillment of the objectives. Also, what we mentioned is also when it's mentioned of C, creation of an environment which supports the continued development and learning of the youth, we've included that creation of environment which protects youth from crime and criminal activities, protecting the individual from crime, the youth from criminality and criminal activities, as well as perpetrators, in gender, morality, universal values, and respect for religious, creedal, and cultural beliefs and practices, which these cultural beliefs and practices, as well as religious, protects the moral fiber of society, ensures sound moral ethical behavior are cultivated amongst youth for better society. Also, the establishment of youth centers in different areas, as we have seen that the local coordinators will be looking at within the local structures, that these youth centers, which will be of a recreational nature, fulfilling the educational, spiritual, and moral, and which are morally conducive for the development of the youth and looking in the interest. Also, that was mentioned is the promotion of youth participation. Amongst those that were mentioned was democratic processes, community and civic decision-making, and development at all levels. But also what we've seen is the need that youth should also be participating in moral regeneration programs, actively implementing intervention programs and prevention programs with regard to the issues of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, as sexual abuse, and as we have mentioned previously. And also to be active in crime preventing initiatives, and also to be very kind of active also in application of the Ubuntu values. We've also, with the regard, the issue which was mentioned also, I just wanted to go quickly over this also, is that there was mention of the rural use, but also that we thought of and looked upon was also the urbanized use, is that the need has to be, or the need to be sensitized to the natural environment and the respect for global warming and creating space for nature within the society they live, especially the urban jungle, we find a lack of that kind of respect. Also, when it comes to the functions of the president, we were looking at it, there was a feeling that there should be a kind of the right, or the president has the right to intervene directly to ensure the programs are implemented and interests of youth are protected. But what we do look at is that we do consider that the president of South Africa, or the elected president of South Africa, will look within the interest of the youth, and so they should then, or he or she should then, look with this insight and also be able to ensure that the implementation of the youth programs are effectively implemented. We also look at the functions of the youth agency. There was, in addition, we looked at the model regeneration campaign and also conscientious volunteers to create this consciousness of volunteerism. The other aspect that we were looking at as we went along was also that the provide mentoring services aimed at empowering youth in the economy. But not only that, we included also that they need to also look at the mentoring services aimed at empowering youth, not only economy in the economic field, but also societal, meaning within the society, the work environment, and also taking the context of the globalized the world that we're living in. Also providing training regarding the concepts and principles of entrepreneurship and business ethics to youth. That ethics was included because it's no use. We just focus on the raw business kind of an economic field without looking at the very essence of building a culture of respect and giving to others. Also looking at is also development. Part of development of youth was also to create, to sensitize him to the religious, spiritual, and cultural needs and of other fellow South Africans, because we do, even though we are in a secular state, we do recognize and we do it. According to statistics, 90% of South Africans are Christian, and the other 15% are of other religious background. And so this reality shows a great deal of South Africans have some kind of religious kind of connection. So we're looking also at the youth, also is providing them for training that will promote service to communities and nation at large. But also what we're looking at was looking that the youth also been giving the self-defense skills to protect themselves, the youth from criminality, being victims of actions of criminality. The reason why I think that's basically what we are looking at, and when it came to the issue of the period that they're supposed to be spending, we're looking at when the youth is between the ages of 14 and 35. We did look at that in the interest that the CEO and those that will be serving on the different, like local coordinator as such, they should be within that age group between 14 and 35. Also, what we've been looking at is that the time period of service should be 3 years. And even though every 5 years there will be a change within the government structure as such, what we see is that we need to be cultivating new leadership, and also that people need to take interest more in the national interest and in the service of the nation itself, in kind of creating maybe a complacency within those that are serving within these structures. And because there's continuity, it does not mean that if the one has fulfilled the service, that there will be no continuation, but rather to engender the kind of spirit of service and giving over to the younger generation as such. That's basically it. Thank you very much.
I noticed that you were reading also from something outside of what
yeah,
you had presented.
Yeah, I gave actually the I emailed it to as an attachment to as you can see in the original email. It meant I did mention here. I've enclosed an attachment which basically was what I read from.
Can you ask, can you just maybe give us so that we start making copies? Because it might just be a bit of a difficulty to go check the email.
Okay, I just
before got, everybody pass. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Now we shall thanks for that.
Thank you.
Shall I call you Mr. Appleby?
Appleby.
Rugby
Appleby. BY Appleby.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we shall call upon a representative from the Eastern Cape Youth Commission. A name and so on. Thanks.
Anibulele kuwe mhlali ngaphambili. Igama ngumlimandlela Ndamase from the Eastern Cape Youth Commission. Okwelithutyana ke obekiweyo njengomgcini sihlalo wayo. On our side of the Eastern Cape Youth Commission, I am aware that there is a presentation prepared, but I'm not too sure if it is part of your PECs. I know that there is some areas that I have requested to be amended so that at least an updated version can be forwarded, and those copies will be made. No, I'm saying, Chair, I do have a copy, and it was prepared, but I'm not too sure whether it's included in the PECs. I will make sure, Chair, that you get it. There are some areas that I wanted to be amended, which I was going to apologize for if it was already in your packs, in the presentation itself.
Now, the challenge that we have is that we need to repair. Can we get a copy so that it gets reproduced raw as it is?
Well, that is being arranged, Chair. Can I then proceed? Thanks, Chair. Chairperson, on the side of the Eastern Cape Youth Commission, we must firstly accept and also add our voice in welcoming that we have reached to the stage, ultimately, of coming to discuss this bill, that of the National Youth Development Agency. As you know, Chair, those of us who have been operating in the youth development sector and space for the last couple of years have been party and parcel to the discussions that have culminated in this particular a stage of coming or a bill being ready now for discussion and deliberation towards enactment. As the Commission Chair, whilst we have full support, whilst we support the bill in its current form and what it is that is envisioned within its content, there are, however, areas which we would like to pick up on that are captured in the bill for noting and which we would expect that at some point maybe we would want to refine the draft bill in order to accommodate some of the points that we would want to make to the bill itself. Perhaps, Chair, firstly, it is important for us to mention that as the Commission in the province, and I think this is also has come up as in our discussions and our own consultations within the province, is that the province would have appreciated an opportunity for this bill to be discussed and also public hearings to be held in provinces, where the young people of our province would have received an opportunity for them to be able to input into this particular process and for them, ultimately, to be able to own what will emanate or what will become the National Youth Development Agency as an agency of their own and an agency that represents their own aspiration as young people of the country. But with that as it may, Chairperson, perhaps much has already been said with regards to the contents of the bill and what it is that young people and the various speakers that have spoken before us would want to see. But one point as a start from our side that we would want to present to this particular hearing. It's a question, Chair. Is a point, Chair, that we believe we need to be able to distinguish looking at the objects of the bill as currently captured in the draft. We have noticed the contradiction, or, well, you might not call it contradiction, but our understanding of the agency is that agencies are in as an extension of government departments, mainly focused on speeding up delivery of services in those areas that departments operate within. And we have noticed equally within the bill that the question of policy is also captured as an area where the agency is expected to coordinate and initiate within the government system. And we would want and suggest, Chair, that there does need to be a way of how do we manage this particular peculiar situation, and as far as this particular bill is concerned. You would know currently that the benefit or the experience that we have learned currently as commissions, national and provincial, is that we have enjoyed a particular leverage in being able to influence and participate in initiating and deliberating on policy issues within government platforms and being able to argue for the mainstreaming of youth development within government. Our understanding, Chairperson, is that government as the state and all its agencies, entities, and departments should be a site of youth development, and that all government departments must be able to express and must be able to show what it is that they will be delivering for young people and what it is that is their commitment towards youth development in the country. And that brings me to the second point, Chairperson, the point around the references we would want or we would imagine are important to be made in the draft bill, and those are the references to the National Youth Policy. As the Chairperson would be aware, and I think many colleagues in this particular session, we have been engaged in a process of developing a National Youth Policy for South Africa, as led by the National Youth Commission, by the Presidency, etc., and consultations have taken place in provinces. And part and parcel of the discussions in that particular process has been how do we ensure that government in its entirety is able to respond to the challenges that confront young people in our various areas and in the country in general. And I think the agency as well, with regards to the institutional mechanisms captured within the National Youth Policy, is one of those areas that is identified as a necessary tool in order to advance some of the challenges or to advance some of the programs of youth development in order to spearhead what it is that government should be investing in as far as youth development is concerned. And therefore, Chair, as I have said, we would want to bring it to the fore that perhaps the noting that is there currently and the reference made to the integrated youth development strategy, to the youth policy, etc., perhaps we would need to refine that so that there is a distinction, because we understand that the National Youth Policy process by now should be also drawing to its logical conclusion, and we would want an expectation. Well, we would want there to be a linkage between that which is the National Youth Policy of South Africa in its current draft form and that which will be the National Youth Development Agency Act once it is approved and adopted. And we would want to see those linkages in how the National Youth Policy would influence the work of the agency once it comes into being and begins to operate as a youth development vehicle within the state system in the country. Chair, another point that we would want to speak to from our side as the province of the Eastern Cape regards the matters that relate to the provincial boards and the provincial management committees and the local government structures of the National Youth Development Agency. With regards to the provincial boards, Chair, I must say we have found ourselves in a corner, because one of the driving ideas behind the agency has been the creation of a seamless and well, sometimes referred to as unitary structure of youth development that would be able to provide national direction in as far as the priorities of youth development in the country. However, Chair, from where we sit, we see a further bureaucratization of youth development in the creation of these provincial boards, etc. And we would believe and would suggest that if there were a space, that there be a relook as to how do you create the separation of or the existence of the National Youth Development Agency with a national board and still manage provincial offices that will have management structures and also coordination. activities at a local government level. Coupled with that, Chairperson, is the linkages between your provincial structures and provincial government. As you would currently know, in provincial governments currently have a direct interest and commitment towards youth development, and one of their priorities in that regard is the administration and delivery of services to young people. And I think amongst some of the things that we should be able to reflect upon in this legislation is how we create linkages between the agency and the provincial departments and local municipal councils. Because what you would want to ensure, Chairperson, is that whilst there might be a national board in charge and controlling of the agency, but we would want to see a situation whether it is within the Intergovernmental Relations Act in the provinces as to how do these structures relate to provincial government, what is the mandate or what are the responsibilities of the province to these particular structures, and if our legislatures are to have any oversight over these structures, how do they oversight youth development within the provinces, including the work of the agencies as the agency will be existing within the provinces as well. Chair, this also links up to local government. We appreciate the fact and the point made about having local coordinators for the National Youth Development Agency. But once again, Chair, we do want to raise caution, and I think has been raised before, that we must not overlook the experiences that we've had in the past, both as the Youth Commission, as Msobomvu Youth Fund, and other structures of youth development, and the challenges that have confronted those coordinators that we've had in the various municipal areas throughout the country, and more especially in provinces. And when we do move forward to the creation of these local coordinators and local youth development units, how do we locate them and how do they relate as well with the local government structures within communities and on the ground? And what becomes their role in as far as youth development programs and interventions are concerned in those particular areas? Our understanding, Chairperson, is that the agency, and also again linking up to the objects as stated in the agency, should be a vehicle in order to make a difference, high-impact priority projects, if you may want to call it that, Chair, in the lives of those young people of our country most disadvantaged currently by the system that we have in the country. And indeed, we would want to see an agency that is able to take up and lift up those issues and create interventions, but not long-term interventions, but rather be a catalyst for government intervention in as far as youth development programs are concerned. Because as we said in the beginning, our view is that government in its entirety has a responsibility to youth development, and we still do believe that the mainstreaming that we have been working for and that we have been advocating for within government is still an important tool, and the youth policy would assist that process in order to ensure that government entirely is committed and commits to youth development as a priority. Point as well, Chair, that we would want to make, and I think again taking from experiences of the commissions and the structures of youth development that we've had, is that the same commitment and zeal that we have shown in driving this particular process of the National Youth Development Agency Bill should perhaps also be the same commitment and zeal that we should then put up in order to ensure that this agency is resourced satisfactorily to be able to satisfy its mandate. Because in some of the issues that have been raised, and I think the experiences from which we draw, previously there might have been limitations in as far as capacity is concerned, but equally, the financial resource that the state has been willing to invest in as far as youth development is concerned, at current, has left much to be desired, and we do need to relook as to how do we invest in the structure so that we are able to ensure and guarantee a success of the structure for the young people of the country. Chair, with regards to the transitional arrangements, once again, Chair, perhaps maybe a point to be noted by the committee is that the provinces, we would want to see a framework or process outlined or a roadmap in as far as the transitional processes that are to ensue flowing from what we assume would be the adoption of the bill in a couple of days' time, as to how would they obviously play themselves out within the provinces and what would be expected to be the line of march in as far as the repeal of provincial legislations, etc. I do note, Chairperson, that the actual bill itself does make mention of the President and Premiers having an interaction as well as that to determine a date by which all the assets, etc., of these provincial youth commissions will be transferred to the agency. But the understanding we do have is that equally, within that particular process, there are current legislations that exist within provinces, and those would need a particular process in order for them to as well be repealed in order to accommodate what will be the existence of the agency and what you assume would be the taking over of the agency of all assets, liabilities, etc., of the provincial youth commission. This, I say, Chair, obviously in consideration to the fact that the commissions currently, and more especially in the Eastern Cape, have particular capacity that is currently employed within the commission, and would want to ensure that to the best of our abilities we do maintain a level of stability and we are able to ease whatever anxieties might be there amongst those employed by the commissions during the duration of this particular process up and until the National Youth Development Agency Act comes into existence. From our side, Chair, I think those would be some of the main points that I would want to table on behalf of our province and as far as this particular bill is concerned. But once again, do state that whilst we support the bill, but we do believe we must be able to take time to reflect on the limitations that have been there in the current institutions, and we must be able to display in the bill the shift that we will be making in as far as creating a vehicle that will be able to improve and provide a radical change for the youth development space in this country, following on from the National Youth Policy, which we also would expect that it would feed into this process and it would assist the implementation of the agency bill and the agency going forward. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. That was the Prince Lumande Ndamase from East Cape Youth Commission. I saw you have a large delegation here. I don't know whether you're going to be adding anything. He has said it all. He's the chair. Now, I'm not too sure. I seem to have heard something about Northwest coming here. Are they here? Did you say that here? Okay. What we will do, maybe just in the interest of really trying to pull us together once and for all, we have two submissions from two individuals, which shall then take us to the close of today's submissions without really having to split them between now and then. We'll take all of them once at a go and be able to take questions to all submissions presented here. The first one is Oliseka Lali. Apparently they seem to be together with Zola Bebeza. I would imagine those two are trying to set up something for themselves and hoping that they are not going to smuggle any of the organizations represented here as youth, so that it becomes, or rather gives an impression that these are separate views. We'll allow you to come and take the center stage and be able to present to us. Are they here? Are you both here? Are you going to present as one person or both of you? Thank you. Just introduce yourself and the organization you're coming from.
Thanks, Chair. I'm Olife Galali from Lady Frey at the Eastern Cape. I'm not coming from any organization. We just came here as individuals, both of us, Rona and myself. We met some of the organizers of this agency when they were at the Eastern Cape at Lady Frey at Emalahleni Municipality. So we decided to present something here as the youth from that side. Let me first thank the opportunity that has been given by this gathering to come and present our presentation here. Let me just present what we've prepared. What has been lacking with the current institutions, which is National Youth Commission and Umsobomvu Youth Fund, amongst other are the following: visibility and availability, the local element and accessibility of offices, then the necessary local capacity to enforce adherence with policy on youth issues, as is the case with chapter nine institutions like Human Rights Commission, etc. Another point.
Do you have any thing that you have in writing?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what? Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Not properly profiled and marketed to the youth in the local level. Lack of personnel to service communities. National Youth Development Agency will work well and effectively if it can have structures up to the local level. In designing National Youth Development Agency, National Youth Development Agency local structures in youth units made proposed by SALGA under the SPU must be considered, which is the SALGA has agreed on the issue of SPUs, which is those units under the SPU, which is youth, children, etc., has to have a unit on its own under the SPU, which is I think this thing which was adopted by SALGA can assist in terms of assisting this agency to be effective. In all local municipalities, we need youth commission. We need youth counseling units to be established. These counseling units must deal with physiological issues that confront that confront young people in order to cope with their social problems. National Youth Development Agency must be empowered to assist the youth to establish local structures like youth councils to strengthen public participation. Mass participation and mobilization is an element that needs to be restored to youth activism. I thank you, Chair. Let me just say I apologize for whatever I did wrong, which is for being late one for reading in this way, because I just arrived. I was not properly prepared to present at this time. I thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. You sit and questions will come your way. Thanks once again. As we said earlier on, ours is a democratic country. We allow both organizations, institutions, and also individuals to come and present. I guess, you know, it is individuals like this very soon that are going to be able to see themselves being part of any of these organizations here. I hold that belief. Am I correct? Thank you. I'm informed that a delegation from Northwest is here, and maybe just before they present, maybe we should all dispense off with Stephen Nyembe, and so that that allows Mrs. Tobias Pokoro to sit down and listen to somebody talking from Northwest very soon. Mr. Stephen Nyembe, are you here? Are you going to come to the hot seat? And I hope all these youth commissions are watching these individuals who are presenting on their own behalf, that these are people who potentially possess an opportunity to be part of any of your organizations. And whilst Mr. Nyembe is still busy with technology as a Wamlungu, we shall call upon somebody from Northwest Youth Commission. Just your name and the organization, and you talk. Thank you. That's off the record, as he did not even press his mic.
Good afternoon, Chair. And my humblest apologies for arriving a bit late.
Melissa, do we have a presentation or a submission?
I don't know if it has been forwarded.
Do you have an extra copy for reproduction? Do you have another copy? Will you go ahead?
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I had apologized initially for arriving a bit late, and then there was a comment that I heard, which is off the record, but very late, so I would apologize for arriving very late. It is something beyond my control. It is SAA. It was always difficult, as I was called on the way that we are, our time to present had come. I was a bit fearful and a bit scared that we were going to present to Parliament. I think it is also Malose Gekana, only Malose Gekana in the youth sector who's got expert knowledge of how to deal with Parliament. Because I feared venturing into a terrain which is not known to me. Like during the anti-apartheid days, there was this friend of of us from Britain who came as part of the anti-apartheid movement, and we went to the Kruger National Park. When we were there, he saw a lion, and he said, oh, what a big, beautiful cat, and went to cuddle it. Up until today, that friend of ours doesn't exist. So I hope I will walk out of here still alive. Now, briefly, Chair, the guiding principle of the presentation deals with one integrated national structure, a unitary structure. We speak also about the provisions for enforcement of comprehensive integrated youth development and implementation across all spheres of government, a clearly defined roles for different levels as proposed in the National Youth Development Agency, and its presence at various levels of government, including district level, the vertical and horizontal mainstreaming of youth development across all spheres, private sector and civil society as a whole, and then with the agency itself being the apex. Targeted approach to program and project implementation, youth fund, national youth service and youth sector training and development. The recommendations that we are making on section 2, which speaks about the establishment of the agency.
Are you all by yourself? Are you having anybody coming? You're coming with?
No, no, I'm all by myself. I'm a unitary state.
Go ahead, Kobe.
Yes, the section 2 on the establishment of the agency, what we recommend is that the section should include the youth development agency, which would then operate at the national, provincial, and district and local level. Section 3, which speaks on the objects of the National Youth Development Agency, what we recommend is that we speak on research, design and implement civic and education programs, economic development and empowerment, information dissemination, coordination, monitoring and evaluation, lobby and advocacy. Section 4, on the principles of youth development, that the existing content should elaborate section 4, which could constitute with more refinement and substance of a preamble to be developed on the bill, which deals with the context and historical basis of youth development. That the existing text shall be submitted to the principles as outlined in the draft national youth policy for 2008. Section 5, on the functions of the president, that the president shall, in consultation with the youth development agency, gazette the national youth development policy and the integrated youth development strategy. On section 6, that the functions of the National Youth Development Agency should be the following: state of the youth report, which should be published every 3 years to allow for proper assessment and interventions. And there should be a differentiation between an annual report and the state of the youth report, because currently there seems to be some confusion as it relates to that. Section 7, which speaks on the integrated youth development strategy, that we should change the heading to National Youth Policy and the integrated youth development strategy. That the section should further state the interrelation between the two documents, meaning the policy itself and the strategy. Section 8 to 13 of the board should speak to that the board should not consist of more than 15 directors, which 6 would be from national and 1 from each province, appointed by the president based on the recommendation of the agency and the premiers respectively.
that the CEO will be part of the board as executive director, that all other directors be non-directive, appointed for a period of 3 years, no more 5 years, Kika. All directors to have voting rights. The draft only provides for voting rights for the national, for seven national directors. Section 14 on the appointment of the chief executive officer is that the board itself should appoint the chief executive officer. That legislation must be reflected that the CEO will then be the accounting officer in line with the Public Finance Management Act. Section 16 on the appointment of staff is that the stated the CEO in consultation with the board will appoint staff as may be necessary to fulfill the functions of the agency itself. Section 20 on provincial boards is that they should not exist as covered under Section 9. That the provision of a uniformed integrated mainstream youth development function should be located at all levels of government. On Section 21, as it speaks to local coordinators, refer to the recommendation under Section 20 that there is a need for a presence at both in district and local levels in terms of the municipal demarcations for there to be local coordinators. Section 24 on transitional provisions that we state clearly the incorporation of institutions, meaning Umsobomvu, Youth Fund, the National Youth Commission, and the Provincial Youth Commission. One first step, appointment of the provisional executive officer to oversee that transition, transfer of staff to agency, subject to existing legislation and protocols. I know my colleagues from provinces have been worried that if a measure may come tomorrow, what then happens to them? Those who still have contracts with government, are they going to be paid for the outstanding periods, or what is going to happen? Well, in that case, I think the CEO of Umsobomvu will know that on our part, we don't have a problem with that. He had indicated to me in confidence that once provinces cease to exist, I'll be absorbed into the new agency. Was it off the record, Mother? That will be the assets, liabilities, and funds, the loan books of various institutions and instruments. Transition will then be given a fixed time frame, so that we can conclude on the process quite rapidly. The general recommendations that we are making is that the agency will be scheduled 3A of a public entity. The budget process will be determined by the National Assembly with the NYA involvement in the budget process and the treasury regulations that are there. And then the agency itself will function separate from the vote under the presidency. The oversight role, separation of accountability in terms of parliamentary process, SCOPA, portfolio committee, Kekana is very popular in SCOPA. The overnight role on youth oversight role on youth development will then be played by the National Assembly itself.
I take it you're almost running up now.
Yeah, I'm done actually. Then the agency itself across all different spheres will exist according to the bill as indicated. It's a repetition. Then interaction between the NDA and the youth sector will be in the form of the triannual youth summit, the lobby and advocacy functions that will be done on a regular basis. Thank you, Chair. That is that briefly.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Mataboge.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
thank you. I guess you seem to have something with Mr. Gagana.
No.
My main concern is that you are both males. We'll have the last person, Mr. Stephen Nyembe. If you're Kamlungu, are they ready? Do you have your... Have you been able to set yourself up? Where is that chap who was here? Okay, whilst we are going to be waiting for our Leonard friend here, Mr. Nyembe, he's brought his own CD. I would imagine here he is an institution himself, because none of these youth formations or institutions has brought us any presentation here or from a projector. We shall take questions. We've had presentations from Sobongu Youth, from East Cape Youth, from Koliseka Lali and Zola Pepeza, and the last one we've just heard from Umlungu Mnyama, Northwest Youth Commission, and the Muslim Judicial Commission's Youth Desk
Council. Muslim Judicial Council.
Muslim
Judicial Council.
Judicial Council's Youth.
Yeah, Department of Youth Affairs or Youth Desk, whichever is easier for the chairman. Department of Youth Affairs.
Questions? We're taking questions two at a go. For now, that are seeking clarity. And then you'll identify yourself. I'm so-and-so from Free State Youth Commission, sorry, from Youth, from Legislature, and so on and so forth. And then we take it from there. Noted, Mrs. Tobias Kokolo. And Ms. Maka.
No, thanks, Chair. My name is Dan Kusta Khotula. I am from the Free State. Here I came in my capacity as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Finance, Office of the Premier and the Legislature. I'm not going to apologize for arriving at 12 o'clock. I was lost from 9 to 12 in a room that was indicated in the invite as E249. I left, I was phoned by someone to say that the venue is now here, and for that I'm not going to apologize. There are some things that I need clarity around. I think they would broadly maybe go back to the issues that are intended in the bill. I would have taken that before we are invited for public hearings, there would be some brief, or provinces would be briefed with regard to why we are having these processes. The reason I'm raising this is because I had an individual who was making a presentation saying that he had met with the organizers of this thing at Emalahleni Municipality.
So it's organizers of public hearings, not this thing.
Sorry?
It's organizers of public hearings, not this thing.
No, he said organizers of this thing.
I'm correcting you.
Okay. So I wanted to check maybe that process. Was it public hearings already? Or was or was it provincial briefing sessions? That is the first thing that I wanted to check, because I had thought that the provinces, one, were not briefed, and two, there were no public hearings that were held up to this time. Maybe in that province they were held. The other issue that I want to check, from what I have read, it appears that this merger, or the bill, seeks to achieve a merger between Umsobomvu and the National Youth Commission, and does not seek to restructure, say, the youth development machinery as a whole. So I wanted to check. Maybe Umsobomvu would also talk to it to say, will it really make Umsobomvu maybe to grow a pimple if it is dismantled and it's incorporated as a business unit within the new agency? Because as it appears, it's like it's ring-fenced differently within this new entity, so that it can be something that would that would work. And three, in the view of maybe Umsobomvu, there are already youth development officers in municipalities.
Why don't we, as we said, we'll take two questions.
Okay.
Mrs. Tobias, Bogota.
Chairperson, the microphone is working now. Don't repeat and call that man Mulungu. It's only somewhere that is called that. You'll be in trouble. So don't repeat it. Just two questions. People are ring-fencing the issue of oversight responsibility to SCOPA. I don't know whether these people do understand how SCOPA works. I've heard them saying, all of them, no, the oversight mechanism should be SCOPA. SCOPA deals with everything, you know. All government departments, entities and institutions, their reports go to SCOPA to look at whether there has been compliance or not. So to take this one and put it there alone, it will not be a new thing to SCOPA. It will be just but one. But there must be a committee of parliament that prefers this report. And I want to know why people want to remove this from the JMC. Are you suggesting that it's not doing enough work or what? And people are saying that the National Assembly, in consultation, the National Assembly doesn't consult anybody. You see, if it approves the budget, you will present the budget as NYDA. The National Assembly will decide whether that amount is sufficient or not. It won't consult. We are changing the rules of Parliament through small legislations and proposals. So, Mlungu, go and consult your lawyer and all the youth commissions who come here, because this is a connivance of all provincial youth commissions. See, they come with the same presentation. Same. We're going to hear the same story from the Free State. Well, I don't see Mawa here and everybody else. Gareth says the same thing. Kabelo says the same thing. Come, Mawa, and everybody else. Well, I was not here when the Eastern Cape, I suspect it's the same. Well and good. Well and good. You only speak on their behalf. Well and good. So we need to understand that there is a committee of parliament that is responsible for processing this report. It's the Joint Monitoring Committee on Youth and People with Disabilities. It will, SCOPA will look, whether you like it or not, it will still look whether there's compliance or not and say, you got a qualification and come here and explain to us why you got a qualification. When if it's clean, well and good, they won't call you, you see. So it can't be SCOPA. We need to understand why SCOPA. Well, the rest, we'll look at that. Fixed assets, time frame, we'll look at that. Let's hear on this too. Why SCOPA, why the NA should be in consultation? Well, it will be vote one. Because you see the contradiction in what people are saying. They say, no, it shouldn't be the president, but they say, let it be in vote one. So you don't understand what is the issue, really. If they say, it shouldn't be in the president's office, but it should be vote one.
Thank you, Mrs. Chaboya Sokolo. We have any other question? Mrs. Mafas?
Thanks, Chairperson. I want to answer to what Free State has to say, but I'll leave it to the Chairperson. But I just want to go to this of Omzong Bumbu Trust Youth Fund, sorry. Because I think we should learn from our mistakes from the past. And they said government funding was haphazard. Can you just clarify, you know, when it comes to youth development, just speak to us about it, that we know, you know, what we should do in the future. Thank you. And then just one thing, I think the Northwest and the Northern Cape's presentation was exactly the same, because I looked at the same page to see what is happening. Thank you. I have to clarify that.
Well, I guess this is a matter of cut and paste. Gentlemen, ladies, those are the few questions we have thus far. These are questions that would have anything to do with... let me just, before we go anywhere further, just clarify one or two things. Oliseka Lali did mention the fact that he came across with the organizers of this hearing at a taking Parliament to the People session in Lady Frey, wherein also the minister in the presidency announced about this program at that session. I would have imagined some of the young people who were there also got wind of what is taking place today and tomorrow at that session. So just to clarify that part once and for all, so that we don't go away with the perception that there were hearings, or rather provincial hearings of this bill in one province or another. Okay, we shall allow takers from any of the youth commissions or institutions on a few questions posed. Thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. There was a question on, my understanding is, I think the question was that would, if the fund was to be dismantled and be made a unit within the youth development agency, would that create, make us have a pimple? I interpret that to mean, would we have a problem with that? I mean, if I don't know if that's a correct restating of the question, because I didn't understand it. You know, so I mean. The bill makes a suggestion that the fund shall henceforth be called the Youth Development Agency and so on. And that is why in our submission, Chair, we've said, I think we've put it in a very simple way, that the bill and the transitional mechanism must take into consideration the implications that would occur in terms of the Labour Relations Act, Companies Act, tax, PFMA, and so forth. I mean, for example, we have borrowing powers because we're a business enterprise, but we also have that consent in terms of Section 54 too, from the Minister of Labour to be able to acquire shares and so on and so on. Now, I'm not so sure it does automatically follow when you have an agency that it will also have the same powers. So just those are just some of the examples. So, because we currently are a company, and the agency is not envisaged to be a company per se. There are certain privileges we have as a result of being a company, as opposed to being a government agency. So, I'm not so sure if there are limitations. So, those are some of the things that I think Parliament and government within its own, we will be ready, of course, to engage with that. So these are some of the implications. We, for example, have tax exemption, and we're a government, we generate income. But that tax exemption arose out of the Demutualization Levy Act. Whether you can be an agency that carries on business enterprise activities, which generate tax and still be exempt, for example, and whether you need a specific dispensation from, for example, for VAT and tax, we've got specific approvals from the Minister of Finance. So whether we change to a unit or a division or whatever, the issue is, I think, more substantively, is if you want the agency to carry on the same functions as the fund has, whether there will be limitations or not, those are things that should be clarified, I think, going forward. But I don't think it's rocket science. I think the other question that was posed to me, or generally, was that we say that government funding is haphazard. We say this because in 1998, there was a youth policy which wasn't adopted, but it was a very good policy, by the way, very, very good policy. And then there was a 2001 to 2005 National Youth Development Framework, which was adopted by government. 2003, there was a National Youth Service Policy, 11 November 2003, which was adopted by government, and so on. And I think a couple of things. One is, I think when you adopt a framework or a policy framework, it should be backed with resources. That is not the case. Okay. If you say you're going to have a national youth service program, for example, thus far we source almost 90 or 95% of resources for implementing national youth service through government departments who implement at their pleasure and their whim. So that is, I mean, if you look at the 15-year report on government, it does reflect the fact that depending on government departments for access to resources has posed a limitation on youth development. So that's why we say, hence we say, that the issue around setting key performance areas, key performance indicators and targets, either through the national youth policy or otherwise, must be something that must be done for purposes of measuring impact and purposes of measuring performance. Otherwise, it will be more of the same. In the 2006-07 budget, there was a total of 703 million as compared to 19.2 billion rand for development. That 703 million, or plus minus a billion rand, was money specifically targeted for specific national youth development programs. The rest of the money was going into awareness, concert here, things here, and so on. But if you were to ask them, pose the question, how does that funding translate to a skill or an enterprise and so on, that you wouldn't be able to determine that. And we do have research that we will be publishing shortly that talks to that. So it's both. Those are some of the issues that we've seen since 2001 when we talk about haphazard, that the 1 year there's funding, the 1 year there's no funding. Those are some things that we talk about.
Further responses?
Just on that point on SCOPA, the emphasis on SCOPA is based on, of course, trying to ensure compliance with the PFMA, but I don't think it will, it will create a pimple if the Joint Monitoring Committee also is part of oversight rules. I think we can look at that. It wouldn't be a problem. Thank you.
Sir, I take it that we have exhausted. You don't have any, Mr. Apple B. No response. Okay. Pokola?
Yeah, Chair. Others say that it should be Schedule A, others say B. That is not an issue. The issue that we also need to address, at least we find ourselves talking about the financial position of the institutions that need to intervene, because the issue, it's not about whether were you able to deliver on the mandate? Because if we go into that discussion, it can as well make special members to say, no, we looked at the estimate of national expenditure and what the Minister of Finance has reported, and some of the things he said that there is not the things that we will want to discuss here. Now, what we need to look at is the effectiveness of both institutions having been apart from each other. Were we able to talk to each other? And so I think we should close it as a note that says, yes, indeed, we have to look at the business side, because we're an enterprise. How are we legally going to deal with it in such a way that, having integrated a company and an organization that was dealing with youth development matters differently, and we call it an agency, in this context, what will be the role of this? I think you've got a point. So we will note that issue for further engagement. I think it's, in my view, the most important issue to address, because the context of an agency generally and what this agency is going to be and what the National Youth Fund used to be, it's the gist of the matter. So I think it's noted. We need to deliver it, and it's not an issue that we can rush over. We will need to apply our minds legally and otherwise so that it finds expression in the work that was done. It continues to recognize the work that was done, but to augment on it. So I think we'll take that, we'll note it, Chair, and when we come to that point where we're deliberating on our own, we'll have to define that too. And also to engage on issues that relate to staffing, because, of course, the Labour Nations Act will be on our case if we don't take into consideration the fact that you don't just wish away people who are employed by law. Well, I'm not talking about Yoliswa and her worries and the CEO. I'm talking a principle here, a principle of not necessarily faces. How do we deal with those issues? And of course, without us not quoting anybody from somewhere, you know, I pitied the gentleman who was sitting there that we were talking about the law and we were talking about some comment made somewhere, and I don't know how to feature it in the law. And this one continuously tells me it's SAFM. Well, we're working on a different platform on different issues, and we need to apply our minds to the law that will impact not only to us here today, but to the future. Okay.
Talking about law,
yeah.
We certainly do have some of our learned friends here who are picking up on all of these issues that we've been reflecting on. We have a colleague of Beja, who is a parliamentary legal person who has been assisting us with this process. She's our drafter in this regard. I take it that we are done with questions. I see Ms. De Swarte is about to give up now. Okay. And I wanted us to go for a quick comfort break, just for 5 minutes at most, and grab tea and just, you know, relax and stretch. And then we come back just to round up and paint a picture going forward with regards to tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I tell you that also we have brought our tents here so as to really make this exercise worth its while. We have come to camp in this Cape Town this whole week, and we have brought all our necessary tents and related matters. We'll break and come back. Time now is almost going for 3:25. We'll come back here promptly. In fact, we'll not come back yet. 5:30. We'll start at 5:30. Thanks.
sit down. May we stop talking? May we receive Mr. Nyembe?
Thank you.
May we close the door? Thank you for being obedient. The floor is yours, Mr. Nyembe. Mr. Nyembe, we have this submission on page, in this folder number 16, and it's marked number 6. And it is mentioned that it is coming from a consulting firm called Bonstel Consulting and Projects. They're based in Pretoria. He also does have his own PowerPoint presentation, which he must leave a copy after he shall have done his presentation. Thank you. Maybe whilst we having Mr. Nyembe setting his machine work, I would put some on the glass. We will go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, what we will be doing tomorrow? We will start at 11 o'clock. We will continue with this exact process. We are likely going to have a whole day probably running into supper tomorrow. We'll have a majority of these youth formations like IFP Youth and ANC Youth and Young Communist League, Youth Commission. Tomorrow is really going to be seriously packed. And some of you are here for the day until tomorrow and perhaps thinking that maybe they might have a bit of a jolt late in the day and sleep very late or early hours. I must warn you that you might just have to tell yourself today that you will have to rest today so that you wake up fresh as we start, because we are seriously going to be spitting fire, as I can imagine, tomorrow. And I was also told that the blockbuster himself will be here. President President of the Youth League. leading the delegation from the Youth League, you know. Sorry?
No,
no, no. Sorry? he's already here, you know. Okay, Mr. Nyembe, the floor is yours. I guess Mr. Nyembe, Umchinwake has failed him. Umchinwake has failed him. I'll say it in.
See, we have his documents, so we can proceed.
Exactly.
Yeah, please. Yeah, thank you.
Baba Nyembe, Chino Umyumchin. The floor is yours. Chinawa.
Now, just to introduce this, I have seen this on the newspaper that you are calling for the submission to the National Youth Development Agency. So to introduce my submission is that this submission seeks to address the mission and vision of the National Youth Development Agency Bill, and then to develop and promote the integrated approach to youth development, to promote youth participation in governments, the economy, and society at large. Now, the vision that is envisaged here is that it is also important that all the youth capture and internalize the vision and mission of the development agency. The professionals and experts in various fields must be brought to the fore to assist the youth to set up objectives and monitor controls. To monitor implementation of the strategy, there must be comprehensive coordination between all the youth structures and substructures. Now, we have identified key areas for youth development. Now, a youth, as we know, that for the youth to develop, they've got various stages of development from a child up to adulthood. And then there must be no gaps in between that are left out in these development phases. The youth have to experience, you know, at every stage what they are going to be in the future. And then they must be given a sort of a vision to work towards so that they are not lost. Now, you know, the key areas identified here for youth development are sports and recreation, arts and culture, travel and tourism, beauty and modeling, education and training, welfare and health, religion, and economic development. Now, as you can see, that these are sub-departments which youth are very much interested in. And all these departments are sort of job creating in nature. And then all these departments that I have put forward here are sort of like, be able to assist the youth to identify talents. If you look at sports and recreation, for instance, just to give an example, there must be all sporting codes within locality. There mustn't be something like the youth in this locality, in the rural area, they cannot play cricket, it's not their sport. You may find that there's a good cricketer there, you know, rugby, for instance, all these sporting codes. So under sports and recreation committee, under each locality or local government, there must be these substructures with with the individual committees that are operating. Same with arts and culture. There must be subcommittees on fine arts, music, languages, museum, monuments, norms, you know, dance and whatever. In travel and tourism, you've got tours and B&Bs, accommodation, game parks, leisure, travel, attractions. And beauty and modeling, you've got beauty contests, therapy, modeling schools, and things like that. Education and training, there is science and technology, preschool, primary. And what we envisage here is that in each and every these substructures, there must be a committee on science and technology, for instance, how it impacts in a society. And then universities, there must be statistics. There must be committees on universities which draws out a pool as to how many engineers, various chemical engineers, accountants, and things like that have graduated, with a view to pull them together so that they can, you know, harness their skills to create jobs and make companies. Welfare and health, there must be a local welfare and health committee which has substructures under the HIV, basic hygiene practices, rehabilitation, prison youth, foreign youth that are coming into the country, you know, which are unemployed, all those statistics the youth must gather. Now, religion, in order to enforce the cultural values in the society, the youth, the church youth must be coordinated with whatever activities that they are doing. Now, all these structural committees must meet in a sort of like a youth council at a local level. Now, implementation strategy. We propose that a Ministry of Youth Affairs be established, and the National Youth Development Agency will be responsible to this ministry, and then establish 9 provincial youth development agencies, e.g. Gauteng, Mpumalanga, etc., all 9 provinces in South Africa. And each province will have regional metro agencies under its control, e.g. In Gauteng province, there is Ekurhuleni. There will be a regional Ekurhuleni metro development agency. Now, to achieve this phase, the youth need to be mentored, and they need to be coached, and they must be role models must be identified in the society to lead the way. Integral to this must be the restoration of fundamental value system, Ubuntu. To this end, a holistic, concerted, comprehensive approach to be implemented to identify talents pertinent to youth aspirations. Now, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, we propose that in an organizational structure, there must be, you know, a clear lines of communication. We need to have maybe a national department of youth affairs with a minister of youth affairs, and then under the national youth, under the Ministry of Youth Affairs, there must be National Youth Development Agency. And under National Youth Development Agency, there must be provincial youth development agencies. And then under that, you know, the government has demarcated into metros, various provinces into metros. And all these must have youth development agency centers. Now, from regional provincial youth development agency centers, then you've got local government development agencies. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very imperative that it's where we prefer a bottom-up approach in youth development, in that in localities on the ground, that's where the activity takes place. All the committees that are on the ground in the local level, we propose that they must meet at a local council, youth council, and then they deliberate on each department of the progress. These local councils should, say, meet once every 3 months to see what progress has been made. Now, each regional metro to have local youth development agents under it. These will be local agencies where actual implementation will take place for the 8 development project areas mentioned above. Each project locally will be managed by a committee led by the chairperson, vice chairperson, secretary, and treasurer, namely arts and culture, education and training, for example. Similarly, the substructure of education and technology to be managed as above. And then we propose that in each locality, there must be sort of like a very skilled manager. There is a gap between the youth and the experienced professional or expert, which leaves a big gap. And this gap makes sort of like it impedes the youth development. So there must be a continuity between the experienced people, because the youth are at a developmental stage. So they need to sort of like get mentors to pass on that transition. Because remember, it's what the youth are going to be in tomorrow. And then out of this locally, the youth themselves, when it comes to the selection of leadership, they can be able to identify talents. We believe that in all these structures, there would be a position whereby talents and skills are being identified. And then these structures will sort of help young people to be focused in life, to have goals that they have to achieve in order to succeed. And then we shall not have a situation whereby the youth are sitting on the streets looking for jobs, just sitting in groups doing nothing. We seek in this strategy to keep every young person involved. All youth within the locality must be involved in committees, you know, sit together, do some planning, and so on. Now, the object of Youth Council, as I've said, is to meet and then, now, this will help in monitoring the progress, if the progress has been made. So from the local level, then we go to the regional report to the provincial, and the provincial report to the National Development Agency. And then the National Development Agency will sort of like advise the minister. And then in all these projects, they must be led by managers or directors which are experienced in that particular field. For instance, in sports and recreation, there must be a person who is passionate about sport, who is qualified about sports and recreation in order to guide youth and draw job description as exactly what has to be done. And in this regard, we believe that if the government is committed into from the top, is committed like any other government department, this should be able to work. Now, the recommendation is that the coordination of the private sector and the civil society to focus their social responsibility on youth development. It's a very serious human resource thing that we must pay attention to as a nation. Because without developed human resources, our country is doomed to failure. So to integrate youth talents and skills in job creation, you know, thus participating actively in economic development. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, the country that prospers invests actively on the youth. The success or failure of any country is determined by how the predecessors transferred their skills and wisdom to up and coming generation. And the youth, you know, they want to look at, because they don't have experience. They don't have experience about governance, but they need a very comprehensive leadership. So in order to accomplish this, there must be clear lines of communication. There must be activities on the ground there. There must be a policy that is garnered so that the youth know exactly what is expected of them. And in the process, youth, they would be able to have a situation whereby youth graduate in school and you find that they don't understand what they need to do. They don't understand about, you know, the careers and things like that. So with this presentation, I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. This is the only presentation that we have for today. Just shortly after tea. And we are going to have a whole range of other presentations tomorrow. And maybe before we come to tomorrow, I shall open for questions and charges and comments. Mr. Swate, I guess he's the only one. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would also like to ask several questions to Mr. Nyembe. And my first question is with regard to the youth ministry. I just want to know, why is he asking for youth ministry? And how is this youth ministry going to actually monitor and ensure the implementation of youth policy in other government departments, if they are independent, they've got their own specific youth ministry? So how are you going to make sure that other departments are also in catering youth in those departments? Because all ministries will be having their own territory to work in. And I also want also to find out at local level. You also indicated that there must be a local youth council, if I'm not mistaken. So I just wanted to know, because if you've got a ministry, there must be a line from top up to the bottom, or from bottom up, as you've indicated. So I just want to know, how is it going to work with local municipalities? Is it going to be part of local municipality, or is it going to be a separate entity from local municipality? And if that is the case, how is it going to work with the local municipality in terms of the development and the programs that the local government is also having, e.g. the local economic development, the LED, is a program that is in the local municipalities. But if we've got a different structure that is actually addressing, as you have indicated, is it not going to deny some youth to participate in local municipality or also in other government departments? So I just want clarification in that regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What is going to go there? I've mentioned the things of lines of communication. The local municipality, this is sort of like a government initiative in any way. The local municipality, there will be, what we've tried to mention here is different level of development of a youth. What we are saying is there is a gap between, say, what is done at the government level and the local, and the youth. They get lost there. So there must be a transition. They must work hand in hand, the local the local government and the youth. I'm not trying to say, I don't seek to duplicate, or rather duplicate the activities, but the local government will work hand in hand with youth as it is happening now. But what I'm saying is, there must be a bit of a structured coordination for youth development.
Thank you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you as well, maybe this question will also be relevant to other presenters who came in here in the... Can you switch off your machine? Maybe it would be relevant also for other presenters who came in their personal capacity. Perhaps after today's session, are you still seeing yourself doing and continuing with your own self presenting in your own capacities as individuals? Or have you been able to find synergy with any of these institutions or formations that have presented, wherein your views, you know, are accommodated best here, closer there, and so on and so forth? It's a question that, you know, is coming. Sorry to have thought it aloud, and perhaps is of interest to me. I'm still at here thinking. Will you continue seeing yourself presenting in future as an individual, or would you have found yourself being accommodated somewhere in one of the institutions that presented here? Not entirely covering your concerns or your issues, but closer to covering some of your interests. You have a democratic right, no doubt, to present as an individual. But it makes more sense if you present in an organized fashion within an organization or an institution or a formation.
Yeah, Mr. Chairperson, is exactly why I have come here. I've really have got no problem in actually working with people, because when we work together, there is actually a synergy of ideas, you know, of helping one another. It's complementary to make a unit whole. We are speaking here about an integrated approach. So really, I wouldn't like to present this thing alone and go alone. No. I would like to have an input in a sort of a formalized structure. Thank you.
Okay.
My apologies, Chairperson. I didn't want to ask after you as a Chairperson, but the representative from the DA has covered me. The diagram that was presented to us, I want to understand the subcommittees at the bottom, welfare, health, arts and culture, those subcommittees. Are they on their own as agencies, as provincial agencies, as regional agencies, or are those subcommittees within the existing government and local councils that are there currently, or are they completely separate entities? Thank you.
No, they are not separate entities. What we're trying to say here, there is an agency which has got a function, right? And this function is complementary to all other functions of the government. So for, I think, the first time in the history of South Africa, there is a focus on youth development per se. It will be like any other government department, for instance, where there is a focus, for instance, in health or whatever. But here... we must make a difference that the youth must learn. We are trying to introduce youth to economic mainstream of the country, so that they start learning. You know, they start learning. They are developing. Right now, they are lost. They will be appointed in the position of leadership where there are serious matters, when in fact they have not practiced. Thank you.
Okay. So Kishom Chinwako. Bongilo. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've come to the end of our session for today. We started off having been able to receive a few, and others have since been rescheduled for tomorrow. That then places us in a very, very difficult situation, because just having gotten through some of these presentations expected for tomorrow already, we are having three of those expected of today, but rescheduled for tomorrow. Free State is one of those, Youth and Energy, and I asked a question earlier on whether we'll cope. In other words, they are rescheduling it for tomorrow again, so they did not cope today, and hopefully they will cope tomorrow. We have 4, 8, 11 organizational presentations. We have, out of those, in fact, we have got 14. Out of those, we've got 5 presenters that are doing so in their own personal capacities. That's why I was asking a question earlier on, whether any of these personal presenters, whilst it is their democratic right, they can come and present. I guess for now we are going to allow, because they have prepared for themselves. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge, we were supposed to start at 11, as the program states. We've just had a quick one with our whip here, Anes. We are going to be able to start at 9 tomorrow. Precisely because of a very long one that we are going to have for tomorrow. Because if you start at 11, it means we'll be here until dinner time, and be here probably until even 8 in the evening. So in recognition of such, we've just had a quick one, as I said, and then we're agreed here in the table that we should start at 9, same venue. We will have to relook at those personal presentations. Important as they are, however, we might just have to do something different this time around. Precisely because you do not have much violent opposition to a number of other organizational or institutional presentations. Mr. Tobas, Pukor, you want to say something?
Chair, I wanted to make a comment that, you know, when we get presentations, especially of individuals, at least it must be youth. You know, young people need to speak for themselves to ensure that we understand their thinking. Because I know when I was still in a particular youth organization, they will really hate to be delegated to deal with sports and recreation and projects. They've got a better vision about what needs to happen to their lives. So if we've got others speaking on behalf of youth, they will have their own assumptions about what youth development matters is, differently from youth themselves. I know there was a gentleman who used to say, nothing about us without us. And it's a motto that people with disabilities always say, that nothing about them without them. So you can't speak on behalf of other people when you don't know their lives on a daily basis. I think if people present at a personal capacity, let it be mostly young people.
ladies and gentlemen, I think the point is well taken. I guess also, you know, some of us who are still very young at heart would still wish to... Am I correct, Mr. Nyembe? This is not personal. No doubt, this is not personal. National Youth Commission, I think what we're going to be doing tomorrow will really be targeting, you know, those that have got bulkier submissions, and then really finish off with those that are lesser in terms of, you know, content, especially those who are going to be presenting in their personal capacities, unfortunately. I think for now, what I would propose we do, we'll just have a quick one as we are going to be breaking, and then we'll be informed through SMSs or by a telephone call that will suggest to you as to when you are expected to present. Fortunately, we're all of us here, and those of us who are not here will be informed accordingly, so that we are able to start in time and finish off in time. I must thank all of you for having made it today, and your presentations and submissions, your orderliness, until we meet tomorrow. Thank you.